Music for centuries has played a pivotal role in the life of the church, not least in the Vatican itself. This year, the choir of the Cappella Julia, the choir of St. Peter's Basilica, is celebrating its 500th anniversary. As part of the celebrations to mark this milestone, Father Pierre Paul, OMV, maestro of the Cappella, invited 19 choirs to Rome to sing over the course of the year. One of the choirs asked to sing is St. Colman's Cathedral Choir from Cove in Ireland, who will be performing at Mass in the Basilica Sunday morning. Dominic Flynn, the choir's musical director, spoke with Lydia O'Kane.
Your choir is over here in Rome for the celebrations of the Cappella Julia Choir, the famous Cappella Julia Choir here in the Vatican that's celebrating its 500th anniversary, was founded by Julius II in 1513. Tell me, how did this invitation come about?
It transpired that we sang a Mass in July 2009. And it was a great experience, but we never realised, you know, whether we did sung the Mass well, or whether it was a disaster, or how was it perceived. And then 2 years later, we were at rehearsals one Wednesday night, and I had a missed call from Rome. And I said, oh my God, what's this? I saw the number come up. So I ran home, and I had a message on the phone from Father Pierre. Could you contact me urgently? So I sent him a message saying, I can ring you in the morning. Text message back, can I speak to you now? This was nearly midnight at this stage. So he rang me, explained about the 500th anniversary coming up in 2013, and he extended the invitation then. And what happened then is I came to Rome in February 2012 to meet him and get all the music approved for the Mass, and here we are now going to sing the Mass on this coming Sunday morning.
Obviously, when you're performing at a Mass, music and the choice of music becomes very important. Was that difficult?
Well, I suppose from a music point of view, we're lucky because we sing in a cathedral. And I suppose we would select music that would be suitable for a big building like that. So I knew that we were on the right track coming to St. Peter's because, again, singing in a big open space, the music that we would generally sing on a weekly basis at home would probably suit here as well. So Father Pierre invited me out. We were here in February last year, and I had to bring all the different types of music that I was going to propose. And he sat down with me and went through the whole list of music, all the options. I brought recordings of them all, gave him a listen, and then he said, yeah, you can have that and you can have that. So it turns out that we're going to do two John Rutter pieces, one entrance and one recessional, and we're going to have the brass players from St. Peter's are going to play with us for that. We also have a piece by an Irish composer, Rona McDonough. We're singing his piece, Fate, Hope and Love, for the offertory. And we came across another composer from Belfast. His name is Philip Stopford. I would describe him as a younger, new generation of John Rutter. And he has written some magnificent music. He was in Cove about 6 months ago doing workshops with us. The choir really liked his music, so at the time, Father Pierre had put down another piece of music for communion, but because at the workshops we really liked this piece, I sent a message to Father Pierre saying, could we change it to this Philip Stopford piece? It was called Do Not Be Afraid. Father Pierre emailed back saying, can you send me a recording of it? Which I did, straight back, a beautiful piece of music. Certainly you can have that. So Philip Stopford is flying in from Belfast into Rome to come and hear his piece of music being premiered in the St. Peter's Basilica.
Oh, so it's a premiere.
Yeah. It's never like a lot of his compositions are relatively new, and his recent album is only recorded in the last few months, the album Do Not Be Afraid, from one of the cathedrals in England. So we're going to give it a good performance on Sunday morning. So Philip is coming out to hear it.
Great. How important is it for your choir, but in general, how important is it to have that mix of traditional music that people would know and love, but also have that mix with the contemporary as well?
Yeah, I think it's important because, you know, like any, you know, regular church choir, you have a bag of mixtures. You know, you got young people, you got middle-aged people, and they have all got different tastes. So I suppose by doing that, you're catering for them, but also you're catering for the congregation, Because if we sang, let's say, like Gregorian chant from start to finish for every single Mass, you know, people might say, oh, it's all the same all the time. So we need to just kind of mix it up and, you know, just keep the momentum going, keep the interest going. I suppose it's important to state as well that in the cathedral in Cove, we actually have two choirs. We have the cathedral choir and we have a chamber choir. So this weekend, actually, the two choirs have come together, like we would for all big occasions and ceremonies in the cathedral at home in Cove. So cathedral choir, you'd have about 35 members. The chamber choir, you'd have about 24. Now, not all of them are able to make it, but in the choir now, we'd have about 44. And, you know, I think the music as well that we've picked for this weekend reflects the capabilities of the choir that we have. And, I mean, they love singing the big rotor hymns, you know, with the big descants at the end, trumpet voluntaries and all that. And it really, really suits the choir, you know. So, not only then, as I said, you're picking music to suit their styles, but then music that is going to sound really well when they pull it off, you know. So
you're used to singing in, as you said, a large space, in a cathedral space. Mm-hmm. But tell me, is there a real difference? What's it like singing in St. Peter's? Is it a whole different experience?
I suppose we'd have to look at the Mass we did in 2009, which was, I mean, I'd say we all lost about a stone each from nerves, you know. It was very daunting, very tough going. It was in July, so the Capella Juliet were on holidays. So some of the men from the choir, the guys that did the chant, they were there, maybe four or five of those guys, to intone the chant. So we really didn't have another choir there to fall back on. So we were really exposed. And not having sung there before, a lot of the choir thought that maybe we made a mess of it. You know, because we literally came out of St. Peter's, hopped on a bus, back to the airport and home. So we couldn't appreciate, I suppose, the Mass that we just sang. And so here we are, we're back, and we're certainly going to appreciate it this time. But from a space point of view, I've no hesitations this time, absolutely none. You know, they're used to cathedrals full at home.
This, as I said earlier, is an event celebrating the 500th anniversary of the Capella Julia, a very historic choir here at the Vatican. It's going to be a very auspicious occasion. Bearing that in mind, your choir has been chosen to sing. How does that make you feel?
Very proud. It would be proud for... Sorry, I know I'm just getting a bit emotional, but it's proud for the people in the choir. It's also proud for Cove as a parish and the diocese. You know, we've had a tough time. The church in Ireland has a tough time over the last few years. So I suppose we're now able to stand up and say, well, this is really what we're about. You know, we're strong, we're united here. So we are representing the country, and it's a huge honour. We're the only Irish choir, and there's only one English choir coming as well. So it's, you know, it is a huge honour.
Music almost has a language of its own, doesn't it? You know, you can say so much with music. You were talking earlier there about using contemporary Irish music, that mix. But music in itself can tell a story, and as you say, you can do so many things with the language of music, can't you?
Yeah. And I think as well that's also reflected in the music that we have chosen for this weekend. You know, even that Philip Stoffer piece that we're singing, "Do Not Be Afraid." When we sing that, a lot of the choir members are telling me that it has special meaning for them. You know, in their own circumstances, for whatever things have happened in their lives, you know. And it touches the heart, and I'm sure it's going to touch the heart of a lot of people on Sunday. Also, the piece "Faith, Hope and Love" by Ronan McDonagh is a very, very special piece, and it's one of our signature pieces. We do it really, really well, and we have a soloist then, Caroline Fraher. She steps out in front and she sings the verses, and it's a piece that's very close to our hearts. Mm. You know, and I think it's important for us to bring to St. Peter's the stuff that, piece of music that we like, you know, because I'm sure another choir could come from another part of the world and they will bring the music that they like. Mm. You know, so I think it's the music will represent us and our identity.
I should say that this is the year of faith, and having so many pieces of music mm-hmm. speaking about faith. You spoke about that piece, Faith, Hope and Love.
Faith, Hope and Love, yeah.
Speaking about faith in music,
yeah,
the ability to do that through music, through the, again, we were talking about the language of music.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, I would look at even the choir members that, you know, that turn up every single week for rehearsals and for Mass, you know, and they would say that if they weren't in the choir, would they be going to Mass every single week, you know? And the singing in the choir is their faith, you know. It's really, really important for them, you know. And if it wasn't for the choir, you know, whether it is singing, you know, in rehearsals or singing at Mass, you know, or even the social aspect of bonding as a group, you know, if they didn't have that, some of those people, you know, you wouldn't know where they could end up. So if, from a faith point of view, the choir is crucial to them, you know.
Well, Dominic, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks very much.
We wish you and the choir every good luck for Sunday. I'm sure it'll go tremendously well. So thank you so much indeed.
Thank you very much. Thank you.